And good morning, good morning. You're tuned to PRN.FM, and this is Heart of Mind, Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine, your host for this morning, and I just wanted to remind you, for those of you who want to listen by phone, you can do that by calling 401-347-0456. And the alternative number is 712-432-7231. But, of course, you can tune in on the internet at prn.fm. On today's show, we're going to be speaking with Sri Regine Lirison Bay, a mind-body therapist, psychologist, and indigenous practitioner. And in our second segment, we'll be speaking with Judy Satori, author of Sunshine Before the Dawn. And she's considered to be a way-shower, activator, and catalyst for human transformation. And both of my guests will be participating in the New Life Expo during this upcoming weekend, actually starting today, October 17th to 20th. Joining me right here in studio is Sri Regine Lirison Bay, and she is an autonomous mind-body therapist, psychophysiology researcher, and her practice, Wellness Connection, is a wholeness service to facilitate healing of mind and body. And she's currently completing a doctorate degree in integrative medicine, and she received her graduate education and counseling and psychology at Seton Hall University and graduated from St. Peter's College, both in New Jersey. And she also is a recipient of the Spur Society Award for Academic Achievements and Community Service and has a business degree from FIT. And her professional training and experience include numerous disciplines, some of which are psychology, clinical hypnotherapy, naturopathy, bodywork therapy, emotional freedom technique, holistic stress management, weight reduction programs, and clinical medical assistance, a full spectrum of possibilities. And she has a book that's coming out very soon, How to Detoxify Your Life Naturally. And it's quite an impressive document. It has a review by Bruce Lipton, and many of you are familiar with Bruce Lipton, and also a foreword by Dr. Joel Wallach. So we're going to be talking about that and other things, but first I want to say hello and welcome Sri Regine.
Thank you, Kathy. Good morning. And good morning, all listeners. Yes. It is a great honor for me to be on your show, Kathy. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and I'm happy to have you here with me today. We've known each other for some time, and you have been building and growing as a practitioner. You know, I think since I've known you from the beginning, 10, 12 years ago, you've been moving in this direction and growing and building this beautiful practice. So tell me something about the work that you did to pull this information into your upcoming book, How to Detoxify Your Life Naturally.
Well, over the course of many years, I've come to the understanding that there is an absolute connection between the mind and the body, mm-hmm. and also a connection between how we treat the environment and how we treat ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And the main premise of the book is to look at the relationship between cause and effect. What is really sad is that a lot of people who live on this planet, and some of them function quite well, have no clue that there is an intrinsic, an intimate connection, not only between each person who lives on this planet and different species, whether it's animals or plants and or minerals. There is an interdependence
mm-hmm.
on every being alive that exists in this universe. But also there is a strong connection between us and the environment itself. We have a great potential for healing because that's what the body does. If you start detoxifying it properly, utilizing certain substances like minerals, herbs, supplements, whatever, and there are a lot more other good things that we can do to detoxify the body. The sky is the limit. Mm-hmm. But also it's very important to focus on how to detoxify the environment itself. As I was saying earlier, what's really sad is when perfectly or seemingly functional people do not see the connection between their responsibility toward keeping the environment clean and safe or detoxified and their own need to detoxify themselves. Too many people are walking around being exceedingly toxic and they don't know it. And they are in deep denial of their toxicity.
So when you're saying that people are walking around with this toxicity, are you talking about chemically toxic, or are you talking about emotionally toxic or mentally toxic or a combination of all three?
It is a combination of all three and much, much more.
Mm-hmm. So as I'm looking at your book, you're speaking on in many ways on the level of how people consume and how people think as a way of understanding what's happening with their bodies. So, you know, maybe we can give people a little bit of clues in terms of their environment and the products and the things around them that they're actually sustaining. Because when you buy a product that's toxic, you're supporting the whole system that creates that toxicity. So it makes sense that you would try to get things that are not toxic. But, you know, there are a lot of things that people don't even think about in
yes.
terms of their toxicity. So can you give us some ideas of what things that people are doing in their lives that are creating a toxic environment?
The first thing that comes to my mind is actually the water system.
Mm-hmm.
It's extremely polluted, and some municipalities more polluted than others, of course, depending on what part of the world or the country or the water system is. What compounds the problem is the utilization and over-utilization of plastics. When I say plastics, I mean there are different grades of plastics.
Mm-hmm.
And carrying bottled water, for instance, is something that everybody thinks is good. However, considering that eventually the landfills end up having billions of tons of plastic that will take 1,000 years to biodegrade,
mm-hmm.
it is an insult to the environment. we are running out of space to store garbage.
Right.
That will take too long to biodegrade. Way after we die, this plastic will keep looking for ways to biodegrade. It doesn't make sense.
So all of this recycling that we're doing is kind of not really helping the planet.
No, and there are viable alternatives.
Mm-hmm. Such as?
Such as getting a glass bottle, mm-hmm. refilling it with water that has been filtered at home.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot less expensive as well.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. So the plastic is a big issue. It's of huge concern to me. And people do not understand that by getting a simple water filter and doing the normal filtration of their tap and their shower, they can upgrade the quality of their life, and besides saving money.
Okay.
Number two, I see an obsession with avoiding cooking at home. Everything is about convenience nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
And buying a lot of food that comes in heavy packaging, all made of plastics. And the plastic ends up in the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, compounding the problem of contributing to excess pollution into the environment. Now, what happens? Eventually, this plastic releases certain compounds, some of them bisphenol A and phthalates, that contaminate the water supply, contributing to endocrinological dysfunctions. While everybody's walking around saying, well, we don't know why we are getting more and more fat, they don't understand the connection, how plastics can contribute to mimicking estrogens in the body, contributing to overproduction of fat.
So if a person is actually drinking water, bottled water from a plastic, then they're getting these chemicals as well as they're drinking the water?
Yes. Not only they are getting the usual contaminants in the water, and they can be numerous, up to 1,000 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Besides other things, organic volatile compounds, they are getting the byproducts of the plastic. And that's really bad. Okay, there is a strong connection, and this has been scientifically proven, a strong connection between illnesses and dysfunctions in the body, such as overproduction of fat in the system with overconsumption of plastic and ill management of the plastic in the environment.
Well, that really does give a picture for us, you know, and it seems to me that you have a lot of wisdom to share on many different issues, and unfortunately today our time is short. I was wondering if you could give a bit of an overview as well of some of the things that you're offering and would speak to people about at the expo, in terms of fat reduction, in terms of detoxifying their bodies. What are some of the subjects, the sweep of subjects that are covered in your book as well?
At the expo, I will mostly be representing the work of Dr. Joel Wallach, the author of Immortality, and also his other bestseller, Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
Mm-hmm.
So I will be focusing on presenting his work and a little bit of my book also, as it's been recommended.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Wallach has amazing products through a company called Longevity that offers great detoxifying products,
mm-hmm.
and also products that build up the immune system, because after you clean up the system, you can definitely repair it through supplements that do a lot of great things.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's really wonderful, and I'm familiar with his work. But one of the nice things about being able to speak with you, Sri Regine, is that you're here, and you're here and accessible to people on an extended basis. What kind of work do you usually do when you engage people in your, you know, your different therapies? How do you approach that therapy? How do you speak to a person about what some of their problems might be and how you might be able to help them?
My work has been and still is that of a counselor, an educator, and it's been for over 23 years right now. So my main function is to create awareness on what the average mind cannot understand because it hasn't been exposed to it. And this Earth's population, I would say, is in great need of higher awareness, because a lot of what I educate people on and have been writing about and speaking on, whether on the radio or on certain television shows in the past 2 decades or so, pertains to the connection between personal healing and environmental awareness. Mm-hmm. You cannot have a healthy body if you're not promoting a healthy environment. Mm-hmm. Whether the environment starts in the home, okay, creating a cleaner water supply in a natural way, cleaning up the food supply. The foods that people buy can be highly toxic. People need to understand that by utilizing certain non-toxic detergents to wash their produce, by handling their food in a certain way, they can greatly diminish their chances of creating degenerative diseases for themselves. Mm-hmm. People are under the mistaken impression that disease happens to them. They do not see their part in creating disease for themselves. And of course, but most people are not trained to understand their share of responsibility in their healing. And also, they have not been trained to ascertain that once they detoxify their body properly and provide their system with the proper nutrients, the body has no choice but to repair itself. That's why I truly admire the great works of Dr. Joel Wallach. Mm-hmm. He teaches people the importance of minerals, particularly ash wood minerals. Mm-hmm. And other supplements. Once you give the body what it needs, it will repair itself.
I truly believe that. I truly believe that. And I just want you to remember, all of you, that you're listening to Sri Regine Larison Bay, and her new book will be coming out soon, How to Detoxify Your Life Naturally. And Bruce Lipton, who's a cell biologist and best-selling author of The Biology of Belief, says the blood's influence is mediated by our nutritional and environmental toxins. In How to Detoxify Your Life Naturally, Sri Regine Larison Bay provides important guidance on clearing your system of toxins and enhancing your health. The book is a definite guide for those seeking a life of health and love. And I think that's a beautiful review. And the foreword is actually by Dr. Joe Wallach, the best-selling author, the author of the best-selling book, Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Therapist Larison Bay has put together a broad collection of toxic pollution forms to look at in relation to their effects on health, obesity, and excessive body weight. This collection of data on health and toxicity as it relates to pollution has been grouped together in her book, How to Detoxify Your Life Naturally. And she quite accurately looks at human disease from two aspects, nutrition and toxicity. Malnutrition produces the munchies, snacking, and cravings, which then puts the malnourished individual in a position of being at higher risk of consuming toxic substances. The book is practical from the standpoint that it educates the beginner as well as the expert on options regarding how to protect and repair the earth, humans, and even animals. Humans and the earth must be free of pollution if we are going to be free of disease. And this is Dr. Joel Wallach. So it comes with great recommendations, and I look forward to the publication. I believe you said in a couple of months it should be available to people.
Yes.
But in the meantime, if they want to make contact with you, how would they do that?
They can call me on 561-767-1177. I repeat, 561-767-1177.
So what's really interesting, we just have a few more minutes, and I just wanted to get back to the point of, I know that you counsel people on managing stress and weight, and it seems by what you're saying that weight is connected, weight gain is connected to toxicity and stresses as well, I presume. Could you say a few words about that?
Yes, with the prevalence of pesticides, residues, and numerous other toxic chemicals that exist in our food supply and in our water supply, it is of extreme importance to go through an educational process of self-detoxification, okay, because I feel that the collective has been way too lax in making an effort to protect themselves and each other and the environment itself to reverse this main problem. Because once a person is toxic, more likely they are also creating the conditions to make their family toxic. Okay? By understanding the connection between self-toxicity, whether it's on the physical, psychological, mental, emotional, or other levels, or whether it's just on the physical level, it is of primordial importance to detoxify so we can make our lives more bearable for others and ourselves, and also make this a better world.
Well, I love that. And what I'd like to do is, as we go forward, I'll invite you back and we can go into some more specific detail about what people can do to begin this process of detoxification, because many people will consult you personally, and other people learn, you know, from places like the radio, and this can become a tool of furthering that education and awareness, really, because making that awareness to consciousness of the environment and the environment of your body, that's a very, I think, not well recognized possibility. Go right ahead. Yes.
Yes. I have left no stone unturned regarding presenting specific information in my book, How to Detoxify Your Life Naturally, when it comes to showing the public how to create the proper conditions to eliminate or at least control the toxicity that's affecting them on all levels. As I said before, mental, physical, and others. There are concise, very simple ways that are explained very clearly and simply in the book to show people how to do it and to do it now.
All right. So we invite people to stay tuned for the official publication and to contact you through your number 561-767-1177. Do you have a email or Facebook you want people to know about, or a website you want to give?
Yes. My website is wholenessconnection.com. I will spell that WHOLENESS connection howtodetox.com. We also have a blog for the book, and it is howtodetoxifyyourlife.blogspot.com.
Excellent. So people can make that connection as they await the official publication. And my guest this segment has been Sri Regine Larison-Bay, an autonomous mind-body therapist, psychophysiologic. I'm not used to this
psychophysiology word. Research.
Thank you. And her practice is Wholeness Connection at wholenessconnection.com. And I just wanted to remind you that she will be participating in the New Life Expo, as well as my upcoming guest, Judy Satori, will be doing some really fabulous events that we'll talk about in just a moment. And even myself, Catherine, will be doing a lecture at the New Life Expo on Sunday at 4 p.m. So we do hope that you will participate and come down and say hello and enjoy the work that we have to share. And you can find out more at the website newlifeexpo.com. Stay tuned for a few announcements, and we'll be back with Judy Satori.
Thank you, Catherine.
And welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio for the New Millennium. I'm Catherine Davis, and we are going to be speaking in just a moment with Judy Satori. She has been described as a way shower, activator, and catalyst for human transformation. She travels and works internationally and is the author of Sunshine Before the Dawn, a story transmitted to her by spirit about the true origins of the human race. Over the course of many years, Judy Satori has been spiritually trained and prepared to recode human DNA, to transmit the sound and light sequences, or energy words, that are required to catalyze physical and energetic changes within the cells of the human body, and in so doing to spark a physical and conscious upgrade for humanity. She was born and lived for many years in New Zealand, but is now a permanent resident of the U.S. She began to work with higher dimensional beings in 1997 and to spontaneously speak the language of light in 2002. Judy Satori holds the NZ Diploma in Physiotherapy and a Diploma of Natural Healing Sciences in Auric Healing.
Hi, I'm Judy Satori from Sound and Vision.
Hello, Judy. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, you are live on the air. I was just finishing up your bio. And she is, since I'm speaking to you, I can just allow you to talk. But I was just about to say that you were awarded an honorary doctorate in religious studies and recently was appointed as North American and New Zealand delegate to the Council of World Parliament on Spirituality, which is based in Hyderabad, India. And you have a beautiful family as well. So I want to welcome you to Heart of Mind Radio. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much, Catherine. And it's a great pleasure to be here in New York this morning speaking to the listeners.
Yes, and it's exciting because you're going to be participating in the New Life Expo so people can get really much closer and have a deeper understanding of what you're going to be sharing at this moment. I would really love if you could give us a little sense of what this journey has been for you to have this deep connection with spirit and with spirit realms, I would say, even beyond what most human beings are aware.
Well, Catherine, it's nothing that I ever expected would ever occur for me when I was in my marketing and PR days. But in 1997, I received a brochure in the mail about a Learn to Channel workshop in Auckland, where I lived. And I felt this inner compulsion to go along. I felt it was really important. I'd been interested in metaphysical things all my life, but I'd never channeled. I never worked with energy, and I certainly didn't have this connection that I now have. So I went along, and I met with my energetically and in my inner side, a being who told me his name was Balthazar, one of the Magi. And that started an incredible journey with spirit where over the last almost 18 years now, I've been trained to be a conduit for many, many multidimensional frequencies of sound and light. But the whole overriding purpose of the spiritual training that I've had, because I haven't been trained by people, it's always been by spirit, has been to be a transmitter, an activator, if you like, for human potential. So my main role is to activate what's called the 12 strands of DNA, which is dormant DNA potential locked away within us as human beings, which we have always had the ability to be, but until the Earth shifted into this faster pulsating fifth-dimensional vibration, we haven't been able to access. And now, since December 21st, 2012, there's a whole new wave of energy coming into the Earth, and my role is to speak certain words of recreation which switch on this ability in the DNA and within the cells of the human body so that we can truly become the beings on Earth, the avatar human beings that we were destined to be. You know, as Jesus Christ said, what I can do, so you too will do and more. And really he was speaking of us now on Earth, 2,000 years later. And it's time for us to all activate the true human potential that we have within us. So this is my role.
Well, it's a very welcome one, I would say, because I think that so many people are really at this juncture because the energies are so high.
Yes.
That people are sort of bumping against the wall of it because they're not understanding what this means. And I see a lot of people who are going into states of despair and confusion. I've done so a few times myself, even knowing what's happening.
Yes.
So I can imagine people who don't know are at great risk because they think that there's something wrong, and it's really actually something right.
It is something right.
Could you explain that a little bit?
Yes, I can. You see, we're all going through a process of rebirth. And as every woman knows, the birth process is a little bit painful and uncomfortable. And so what's happening with all this energy that's coming into the planet, we are being activated to release what's called discordant karmic miasmic patterning, the discordant energies, vibrations of past life thought and belief. We call it karma. And this karmic miasmic patterning is being released through emotions, through thoughts, through the physical body. So more people are getting ill. You know, they're feeling dis-ease in their body and they're being diagnosed with certain so-called dis-eases. But really, this is a process of breakdown before breakthrough. Mm-hmm. It becomes, you know, I was speaking to your earlier guest, it becomes extremely important to detoxify our bodies and to prepare our bodies for the new energy which is now coming in. And this is part of my mission here in New York this weekend, because the special event that I'm holding on Monday is about this. It's about going beyond healing, activating new life in the body. What's required to do this? How do we cross the bridge between an old human reality and a new human reality? And so we're all going through this time of change and this time of rebirth. And as you said, Catherine, it is entirely positive. It just doesn't always feel that way.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons I really am grateful to have you on the show, because I find that people, so many people are in that state of confusion. Can you, you know, just not understanding, thinking that they're in a crisis and becoming depressed. And I feel that it's leading to some people doing harm to themselves, you know,
yeah,
because they're so in a panic about what's going on. And then there are people who feel that they're in a serious disease state,
yes,
or they may be falling into a serious disease state, when it's really just a matter of really, you know, coming back from that place of fear and beginning to negotiate this transformation in a new way. And I think that's one of the things that you're offering to people. And I'm wondering if you could explain more about the light language and how that that works to transform and activate the dormant DNA.
Sure. This word light language is bandied around. Every second person is now speaking light language. And what people are mainly speaking are the unique languages of soul. But what I've been prepared to speak and transmit are energy sequences of recreation. These are energy words, light, sound, and vibration, which literally clear the karmic miasmic pattern, you know, this distorted energy in the body, alter the way the energy moves through the body by altering the energy pathways of the body, you know, expanding and altering, switching on, and I'm really just beginning to do this, switching on dormant pathways and dormant aspects within the DNA, which is a bit like inserting new, more upgraded words into the human genome, the human script, the DNA script. Mm-hmm. This is done with sound, because sound is vibration, energy, light, and it's the sound and light frequencies which impact the physical body on an atomic and subatomic level. Now, if we get back to why people are feeling unwell at the moment, it's because the energy of change, which is part of a divine plan, it's part of God's plan that this is occurring, these energies, these higher frequency energies, are coming into the physical body. They're also coming up into the physical body from the earth, from the changes within the inner earth. And because we are beings calibrated to earth frequency, we're being affected by the energy coming in from the programming energy of this galaxy, and we're being affected by the energy coming up from the earth. And because we're in the middle, this is affecting us markedly because of the very fact that we are energy beings. And so this energy of change is creating a release of disorder, incoherent energy, if you like, because these new energies are coherent, they're pristine, they're perfected. So as they come into the cells of our body, the disordered or imperfected or incoherent energies that are part of disharmonious beliefs or the energy of others that is projected at us, not in this life only, but in many, many, many lifetimes since we came into physical incarnation, is clearing. And it clears, as I said, through the emotions, through the physical body. So we start to become emotional or off-centered or imbalanced in our thinking. We don't feel good because this energy is released through the physical body. So there are many ways that you can deal with this. On my website, thesoundoflight.com or judysatori.com, is a library of energy transmissions that people can listen to, and help. It will help with clearing this disordered energy. You know, I've seen many times people get lumps on their head or lumps on their throat or so-called physical diseases which seem to have no known cause. You just don't feel good. And I know from my own experience and how I've seen others go through this that it is caused by the release of these energies. And so my website has many free transmissions to help with this. But in addition, at the New York Expo this weekend, I am going to be speaking about a whole new octave of energy that Spirit are now bringing through me. This is to perfect the cells. It's to truly bring through energies that hold a resonance of all that is, encompassing infinite possibility for us. And these frequencies begin with survival needs being met. You see, because when our energy changes, our life changes. You know, the universal law is what we sow is what we reap. What we are energetically is what we create in our reality. So when our energy changes, our reality and what is mirrored back to us from life also changes. And so at the event this weekend, I'm going to be talking about a range of 9 transmissions, which I have called Get Happy, but it's really more about abundance, health, love, changing the vibrations within us. Mm-hmm. And some of these vibrations are things like survival needs being met, being healthy and vital, feeling loved and accepted by others, to increase inner confidence and self-worth, to feel valued and productive, to have dreams fulfilled, to have inner peace and self-love, and to contribute in giving back to life. And probably the last one is to have this deep connection to the spirit of self so that we truly feel at peace, we truly feel fulfilled, and we truly feel happy. Mm-hmm. So we need to clear the old and we need to bring in the new. Because the thing about energy is that what we are vibrating at as human beings, the resonance, the vibration within the cells of our body, within our mind, within our energy field, is what will directly translate into how we think and feel. You know, we all know about the chakras and how they spin. They are the barometer of our psychological functioning. Mm-hmm. So when our chakras are not pulling the energy through properly, through the chakras and through the central vertical power current, which is the main energy feeder line of the body, or through the body's energy meridians, everything gets blocked up. We start to think in off-balance, off-centered ways. You know, these thoughts of, if I'm talking to somebody out there in your audience, Catherine, who is depressed today, understand that this depression, these feelings that you have about yourself and about your life, they are not you. You see, they are the energy probably releasing through you of a lot of old stuff, either of your creation in past or of someone else's projection at you from past life. We don't really understand, Catherine, how much other people's energy affects us. And this can be in the now, but it can also be the accumulation of other people's energies from many, many past lives. And this energy gets almost stuck into us like throwing mud up against a wall. And then we think that we are this energy. We feel these thoughts. We feel these emotions. We feel the discomfort in our bodies. And we interpret this as us. But it's not us. And this is what I really want to get across to people at the expo this weekend and help to clear, because I want to work now and certainly at the weekend with many energy transmissions which are brought through me from source, from the Elohim. You know, they're from, it's from God, this energy. It's yes. Nothing that I've been trained to do by a person. It's all come through from spirit.
And what's really beautiful about this is once people begin to get connected with this reality, you know, perhaps through your work and maybe even from hearing you today,
yes.
You know, they begin to understand that they too have that inner connection, that inner voice. Everyone has the capacity on some level to connect into their soul, to connect into source. I'm wondering if you could speak to that as well.
Well, we are all God in the body. We must understand this. Mm-hmm. As human beings, and I talk about this in my book, Sunshine Before the Dawn, this is the story of how and why the human being was created by beings from the stars and by the Elohim, the creator aspect of God, and brought to the earth to seed the earth with a more advanced genetic code. And this happened around 100,000 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so these beings called the human were created to hold a resonance or a connection, if you like, energetically, with 12 dimensions of reality. This is why we have what's called a 12-strand DNA code. But up until now, we have not had access to the full potential of our human nature. And this is going to increase and expand over hundreds of years, not just now, but now is the time that it's beginning. And as human beings, we have so much more within us. You see, we were created as an aspect of God. We have this direct connection to source, to God, to the energy of oneness. All of us have this, not just a few people. The only reason I do this work and I'm prepared to do this work is that I've been activated by spirit to do this work. But every person can be activated to expand into so much more than we could ever believe ourselves to be and become.
Yes, so, I totally agree with you. And in many ways, that's the point of your work, that you're allowing people to open up to that through these transmissions to begin to have that access in their own lives.
You see, Catherine, these, what I speak is actually activation codes. They're activation codes to unlock time locks within the DNA, to expand human potential. And I invite all of the listeners to come along on Sunday at 1 o'clock to the New Life Expo for the free lecture, which is called Get Happy. And I'll be talking about this, and I'll be giving people access to test these, to test these 9 soundtracks that I've been asked to make by Spirit free of charge. This is free. This is a gift to humanity. And I'm just the conduit for it. Mm-hmm. And it's very humbling. I feel very blessed to be used in this way. But now is the time for us all to become our truth and to let go of these old limiting, sabotaging beliefs about ourselves, because really they're not true. They're just conditioning that we've taken on about ourselves mm-hmm. through a very long period of time.
This is right. And I think also as we began to make this transformation, as you know, the numbers of humanity that begins to understand and transform their own through their own inner work, that affects the whole as well. Because just like you said, you know, throwing mud against the wall affects us. Once we're radiating light, we radiate that to the world as well.
Of course. And absolutely true. You see, and part of what Spirit have asked me to do is to, over the next 9 years, activate this incredible unfolding of the DNA within 26 plus million people. Because when we get to that level of shift in energy, in consciousness and vibration, it creates a domino effect, a tipping point of change, which will spread around this planet and change our reality, both within ourselves, but within our lives, within our societies, within our communities. So I would really like to demonstrate with Spirit and to help, well, bring through energies that might assist some of those people listening today to feel better fast and rediscover the truth within themselves. I really want all of you to discover the truth within yourself, because you are so much more wonderful and beautiful than you could ever imagine mm-hmm. yourself to be at times.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is so true, and I love to hear you talk about it. It's because you convey it in such a uplifting way, as well as just very succinct. And I want you to lay out again for people, because you're going to be participating, I believe, also in panel discussions. You
yes.
have a free lecture on Sunday.
Yes, I'll just go through. I'll quickly go through the schedule at the New Life Expo, which is at the Hotel Pennsylvania on 7th Avenue. It begins tonight, I believe, and there's a whole range of events, but my panel discussion, which is the Strange Universe panel, where we will be discussing where we come from as human beings, and we come from the stars, of course, mm-hmm. and where we're going, which is the activating of our highest human potential at 10 o'clock on Saturday, tomorrow. On Sunday at 1 p.m., my lecture is Get Happy, but it will also be energy work, because I never just speak about things. And then there's a workshop at 3 p.m., which is the Get Happy workshop, and I will be giving everybody access to these 9 soundtracks about getting happy and creating peace, abundance, health, and as I went through the different categories of what they will do. But, you know, when I first started listening to these soundtracks, I noticed profound shifts in me. And I only got them brought through from Spirit about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. So I've only been using them for a short period of time. And I was out in California and I had people out there test them, and I'm getting incredible response back. But remember, this is something that God is gifting to humanity, because it's the time for the keys to the kingdom to be given to the people of light on the earth. It's mm-hmm. time for all of us who are of love and peace to really access more of this within ourselves and truly to create lives of joy. So at 3 o'clock, there's this Get Happy workshop, and on Monday from 6 to 8.30 p.m., I'm working with Soss, who wrote the Emerald Tablets. We're going to have a workshop called Beyond Healing, The Secret of New Life in the Body. And this is really all new material. It's going beyond the Secret of Secrets that Soss wrote as the part of the Emerald Tablets, and bringing through new information. And it will be channeled and brought through by Soss, through me. So,
well, that sounds very exciting. And people can find out about all of this and get your registration for the weekend pass, and then the extra events you can also get at the website newlifeexpo.com, or you can go down to the Pennsylvania Hotel and do it there in person. I believe it opens up today at 3 p.m.
It
goes till 10, and then tomorrow is a really long day, I think, from something like 10 to 10.
Yes, it is.
And then Sunday. So it's a lot going on. I invite people to participate and enjoy and experience this. And if people want to connect with you by other means, you know, through your website or through your books, because I went to your website and it seems like you have more books than I can actually call out in the time of the show.
Well, yes, I have a lot. Great. I have many, many CDs.
Oh, is it
and
CDs?
And MP3s,
yes. Yeah.
And I have one book, one written book, but I have many MP3s and CDs on my online shopping section. I also have a whole library of free transmissions at judysatori.com. And I have the events section where people can read up about what I'm going to be talking about at the expo and get more information. Mm-hmm. But because it's the New Life Expo, all the bookings are directly through the expo website. And there are price reductions for booking early and not at the door. So that's probably a good thing for people to do.
Yeah, before you leave the house, go to the website, newlifeexpo.com. All right, well, this is lovely. I have enjoyed immensely speaking with you, and we have a few more moments if you have some thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners and maybe talk about this whole idea of get happy.
Well, all I can say about get happy is it encompasses a whole range of vibrations. It's to do with peace. It's to do with creating abundance and joy in our lives. It's to do with feeling physically well, because if we don't feel physically well, we don't feel very happy. So I'm going to just bring through some energies now through to which encompass all of these things. And to receive these energies, all you need to do is open your hands and listen and just let the energy do the work. This is coming from God, and it just will give you a little sample of what God has in store for all of us, and that it's time to let go of the doubt and the fear and truly embrace and surrender to the new and know that all is absolutely well and as it should be. So just be and feel the energy. So just opening the heart chakra now into more love and peace.
Thank you. Wow, thank you very much. So I look so forward to meeting you. I hope I have an opportunity to meet you this weekend. I'll be there at the expo, and maybe I'll be able to benefit from your sharing.
It would be lovely to meet you too, Catherine, and to you and everybody. Come by my table. I have a table there. Not quite sure where it is, but it will have a big banner with Judy Satori on it. And so come by my table and meet me, and I'd love to talk to anybody and help anybody that has any concerns or issues that they want to discuss.
Very good. Well, thank you so much, Judy Satori, for taking the time this morning. I know you're busy, but I really appreciate your taking this time for our listeners here at Heart of Mind.
Thank you, Catherine, and thank you for inviting me on the show. It was a great pleasure to talk to you and to your listeners.
Very welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And that was Judy Satori, a very fascinating human being, and is able to offer something that, you know, we don't often think about, you know, that higher vibrational light energy and that language that comes through. And I certainly felt the energy as she was speaking that language, though you know, you don't have to understand it. You just sort of let it flow through, and I thought it was quite beautiful. And for those of you who will be attending that expo, I'm actually heading over there after I leave the broadcast. I'll be there at a table as well for WBAI, but also for Heart of Mind Radio over BAI and PRN.FM. And I will be doing a lecture on Sunday at 4 p.m. It's the third in the series on vibrational intelligence. And I will be speaking from that perspective of understanding these energies as they flow through us and how to open up the deeper realms of the heart so that the natural source energy that lives within you will be able to flow through your body and move into the world, because it's really this energy that's reflected before us and creates our experience of life and relationships. And we can, by opening up, begin to really transform our health, our life, our relationships, our body, our experience. And really it is about getting to that space of absolute self-acceptance and self-love, and allowing, as Judy was saying, that a lot of these old energies are coming through us, and we have to allow and understand what's happening. And so we'll be speaking about some of those things, and you can visit at the booth and say hello and find out more at newlifeexpo.com. And I thank you for joining me today on PRN, Heart of Mind Radio. Stay tuned for more great programming.